We are in Maseches Tainis, Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, about 7 or 8 lines from the bottom. Welcome. Amar Shmuel. So Shmuel makes quite a striking statement from Maseches Tainis. Kol Ayoshe Betainis Nikra Chote. Anybody who fasts is called a Chote. So what does that mean? Says the Gemara Sovar. That's because Shmuel held Ki Hai Tana, like a particular Tana. The Tanya that we learned in a Braisa, Rabbi Lozer HaKapar by Rabbi Omer. Rabbi Lozer HaKapar, in the name of Rabbi, said, Ma Talmud Lomar, what does the Torah mean when it says, with respect to a Nazir, V'chiper Alav Me'asher Chato, Al Hanefesh, that the Kohen is going to be Mechaper for what it is that the Nazir did to his soul, V'chibe'ezeh Nefesh Chatozeh. With regards to which soul did the Nazir commit any sort of chait? Elishatzir atzmo minayayin. Whether he's a chote because he has been mitzayer himself, he has pained himself by restraining himself from consuming wine. So there is a dimension of the Nazir's experience that is considered a chote, that's considered like a sinner. And isn't it a kalvachomer? If this individual who engaged in the zirus is called a chote, and all he did was restrain himself from consuming wine, a matzar atzmo mikol davar v'davar, then somebody who restrains themselves from everything, someone who fasts al achas kama v'kama, how much more so they should be considered a chote? So that's the opinion of this Rabbi Elazar HaKapar b'Rebbe. And that seems to be consistent with Shmuel. He said, Rabbi Lazar said his statement with respect to the Nazir, and Shmuel must be drawing this Kal v'Chomer. Rabbi Elazar Omer, but Rabbi Elazar in this Braisa said, Nikra Kadosh. I'm sorry, Rabbi Elazar with respect to what Shmuel said, Nikra Kadosh, that one who fasts is considered a Kadosh, a very holy person, Shenemar, because it says, with respect to the Nazir, Kadosh Yehiya. The Nazir is a Kadosh, he's holy, Gadel Pera Sa'arosho, that he lets his hair of his head grow long. Nikra Kadosh, so this individual that restrained himself only by not indulging in one particular thing, which is wine, he's considered a kadosh, a mitzar atzmo mikol davar, than someone who restrains himself from everything, someone who fasts, alachas kama v'kama, certainly they should be considered a kadosh. Then the Gemara tries to work out the different rayas according to each amor. Uli Shmuel, according to Shmuel, ha'ikri kadosh, we call the nazir a kadosh. How could you call him a kadosh if he's a chote? Hahu agidul perakoi. Kadosh doesn't refer to the identity of the Nazir, rather refers to the consecrated nature of his hair itself. The hair is considered Kadosh. According to Rilazar, who said that he's a Kadosh, on Nikra Chote, we refer to the Nazir as a Chote. Ahu disoiv nafshei. That's because this individual, what does it mean that he's a Chote? It's because he became Tamei through having some sort of connection with a mace. But in general, according to Rabbi Lazar, becoming a Nazir is not considered something that's a chote, only in this particular circumstance, and in general is considered a kadosh. This is a big discussion with respect to the Nazir in general. How do we view the Nazir? Do we view the Nazir as an individual who, because of his abstinence from these various aspects of permissible indulgence, like wine and these types of things, is considered a kadosh, someone who is holy because he is consecrating himself and dedicating himself to a less materialistic form of life? Or do we view the Nazir as somebody who brings a chatos, that is, at the end of the day, that the goal of Yahadus is to elevate physicality in the world, not to deny oneself these types of things that the Torah permits? And so therefore, the individual is considered a chote. And there are different Rishonim that view the Nazir differently. Some Rishonim view the Nazir as a higher level of aspiration in terms of one's conduct in Avodas Hashem. And some view it as a tremendous compromise. So there are different approaches to how to understand it. One thing is clear, and that is that to live a life of total asceticism, where you don't indulge yourself at all in physicality, and you see this world as something that is entirely hostile to the values of Yahadus, that clearly is not the Torah's message. Because in the re-entry to the normative halachic living, one does bring a korban chatos. However, if somebody is encountering a particular life circumstance where the indulgence is leading to a space spiritually that is so difficult and so challenging to overcome, so then we would prefer abstinence over an overindulgence, certainly as a way to sort of get a hold of one's physicality and physical desires. And therefore the nazir is a framework that is open and an option that is available in order to try to do that in a sanctified manner. There's a very beautiful Meshech Chachma that writes that one of the reasons you bring a chatos at the end of the Nazirus is because of all of the things that were related to Yayin that are missed opportunities of mitzvos, like making Kiddush and all sorts of other things that a Nazir cannot do because they have created these extra restrictions upon themselves. So sometimes the extra chumras are important, but there are certain collateral damages spiritually, sometimes also from separating oneself from the world. And so therefore, that requires the Korban Chatos back for that transition. Continues the Gemara, Mi Omar Rabbi Elazar Hachi. Did Rabbi Elazar really say this? Did Rabbi Elazar really, really believe that somebody who engages in its tzom is considered a kadosh? However, v'ha'amar Rabbi Elazar said, "La'olam yimod adam atzmo." A person should always evaluate himself ke'ilu kadosh sharui b'soch me'ov, as if there is kedusha that is within his stomach. In other words, you should nourish, an individual should nourish their body. Shenemar, as it says in the pasuk, v'kir b'cha kadosh, the insides, and your insides is holiness, v'lo abo b'ir. Has to do with HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying that he's not going to enter into his Yerushalayim Shalmala until the behavior in the Yerushalayim Shalmata is where it needs to be. So that b'kir b'cha really refers to our Yerushalayim, but the Gemara says that in terms of drush, we interpret it as b'kir b'cha kadosh, the notion that our insides are kadosh, and therefore they have to be nourished, they have to be nurtured. And Rabbi Elazar is saying that going ahead and fasting is something that is very good. Lo kasha, says the Gemara, that's not a question. One is dealing with an individual who is able to handle the experience of fasting. He can do it. Matzi litzurei nafshe. He can afflict himself. And so therefore, the fasting is considered a very meritorious thing to do. And one is considered, so one is an individual, delo matzi litzurei nafshe. When we say bikir b'chol kadosh, we're referring to somebody who cannot necessarily handle the effects and the impacts of the fasting. And so therefore, they should not go ahead and, engage in this behavior. Says the Gemara, Reish Lakish Amar, Reish Lakish says, Nikra Chasin, that somebody who fasts is called a Chasid. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Gomel Nafsho is Ish Chasid. That somebody who is Gomel Nafsho, who weans his Nefesh, and the Gemara presumes the Pasuk refers to weans his Nefesh from relying on the physicality of food. So that's an Ish Chasid. The Ober She'ero, and one who damages his body is considered somebody who's doing something terrible. Amar Rav Sheshes, says Rav Sheshes, Hai Barbe Rav, the Yosef Betaniso. There was somebody who was learning in the Beis Medrash, who was fasting. Lechol Kalbo L'Sheruso. So somebody who does such a thing, this is a statement of Rav Sheshes, Lechol Kalbo, a dog should eat L'Sheruso his meal. Meaning that it is not necessarily something that is appropriate to do. Amar Rabbi Yirmiya Bar Abba, says Rabbi Yirmiya Bar Abba, Ein Tanis Tzibur B'Bavil. There are no Tanios Tzibur in Bavil, Ela Tisha B'Av Bilvad. Only the fast of Tisha B'Av itself. Rashi explains that in reality, Bavil was an area that was that benefited greatly from a very positive climate, and therefore most often had no problems with rain. And so all of the different progressions of the Tanios that we mentioned earlier in the Mishnah did not really come to fruition in the Babylonian experience of the Jewish community. And so therefore, the only time that they really experienced a Tanis Tzibur is on Tisha B'Av, in terms of one that would start the night before and have all of the other restrictions. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Yirmiyah bar Abba, Amar Reish Lakish, says Rav Yirmiyah bar Abba, in the name of Reish Lakish, Ein Talmid Chacham Rishoy Leishe Betanis. Talmid Chacham should not involve themselves in fasting. Mipnei Shememad B'Melechas Shamayim. Because by doing so, the Talmid Chacham results in minimizing his Melechas Shamayim, his learning, his opportunities for leadership, and these types of things. Okay, now returning to the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, "Ochlim v'shosin mishech hashecha," that they can eat and they could drink on the eve of the fast, even after hashecha, even after nightfall. Amar Rabbi Zeira, Amar Rav Huna, says Rabbi Zeira in the name of Rav Huna, yochid shekibel olav tainis, an individual who accepts upon themselves a tainis, afilu ochal v'shosa kol halayla, even if they ate and they drank the entire night before the tainis, lemacharu mispalo tefilas tainis. The next day, he is permitted to daven the tefillah of the tainis. What's the tefillah of the tainis? So we know there's a special tefillah that's inserted on a fast day, and that is the tefillah of anenu. If an individual is fasting, they can still insert the tefillah of anenu. What if a person at the end of that fast went to sleep and they didn't break their fast? So they fasted through the day. So now we know you could say Anenu the next day, even though you did not begin the fast the previous night. So you said Anenu the next day, then you went to sleep, and instead of breaking your fast, you woke up the next morning, and lo and behold, you're still fasting. So Lon Betaniso, if you end up sleeping while you're fasting, Eno mispalel shel tainis, then you don't necessarily say the tefillah of Anenu the following morning when an individual wakes up. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Yosef, says Rav Yosef, my kosova Rav Huna. What really is at the heart of what Rav Huna was suggesting? Why can't you recite Anenu the following morning? That lon betaniso eno mispalel shel tainis. Says the Gemara, there are two possibilities. That one is Seviroloi Ein Misanin Lashos. So one possibility is we don't have fasts that are only for particular numbers of hours. And therefore, since this fast is not a fast that was committed to in its totality, it's just a fast that's happening for a few hours. So therefore one would not recite Anenu. Oh Dilma Misanin Lashos, but maybe no, there you can have a Kabbalah's Tainus for a particular number of hours, but Amisana Lishos, but someone who fasts for less than a day, Eno Mispalel Tfilas Tainis, nevertheless does not recite the Tfila of Anenu that we recite on a normative Tainis Tzibur, or on any Tainis. So the Tainis, the Kabbalah's Tainis itself, is Chal, the new Tainis that this individual is accepting by not eating the night before and extending their Tainis into the next day. They're not allowed to break it, they have to maintain it, but nevertheless, they would not recite Anenu. Amar Le Abaye says, Abaye, Olam Kosav Rav Huna Misanin Lishos. Really, Rav Huna holds that we do fast for shows, that it is a binding fast. By Misanin Lishos, Mispalot Tfilas Tainis. And that someone who fasts only Lishos and makes that commitment does recite Anenu. Vashani Hacha. This case is different. Why is this case different? To Ika shows the Layla to Lokabla Lemi Kora. Because some of the hours of the nighttime, he did not necessarily have a Kabbalah's Tainus at all. So since he did not accept the Tainus as a real Tainus, so therefore it is not enough to require Anenu, even though the fast is Chal. Marukva Ikla Leginzok. Mar Ukva came to visit Ginzok, Bo Minei, and they asked him, Misanin Lishos, Ayim Misanin Lishos, what's the din? Can one accept upon themselves a fast that's for a particular number of hours or not? Lo Havi B'Yadei, and he didn't know the answer. So therefore, they asked him another question, Kan Kanim Shel Nochrim, when it comes to bottles or jugs of people who are not Jewish that are used for the storing of wine, Asurin U'Mutorin, are they Asur or are they Mutter to be used by Jewish people? So these bottles are bottles that are were used to store something that was presumably not kosher, but to store it not with any medium of heat or anything like that in terms of belios, but just to be able to use them again for something else. So says the Gemara, Lo Hava B'Yadei, he didn't know the answer. Then they asked him another question. What type of begadim did Moshe Rabbeinu wear all the different days in the Miluim? Lo Hava B'Yadei. and he didn't know the answer to that. We know that Moshe did the Avodah in the Mishkan during the 7 days of the Miluim. And all we know from the Psukim is that Aaron HaKohen and all of his sons wore the Big Day Kahuna. The question is, when Moshe Rabbeinu was doing this Avodah, did he wear the Big Day Kahuna or did he not wear Big Day Kahuna? Since he's not a Kohen. So says the Gemara, lo hava b'yadeh, he did not know. Azov v'shol b'mi drasha, so Marukva then went ahead, and he asked these questions in the base medrash. Amar Levi told him, Hilchas of Halacha is, misan l'shos, we do paskin, that you can accept upon yourself a tainis for a particular number of hours. Umispal in tefilas tainis, and you would make the actual, you would recite the tefilah of Aneinu. V'hilchas on Halacha is, kankanim shal nachrim, that what do you do with these jugs of the non-Jewish people? After 12 months, it is mutter. After 12 months, we assume that whatever tam might have been absorbed from the non-kosher wine dissipates, and therefore one doesn't have to worry. Shimesh Moshe kol zayin yimei miluim. And the other, that Moshe Rabbeinu, what did he wear the entire Zayin Yimei Miluim b'chaluk lavon? He did it in a white garment. Rav Kahana Masti, Rav Kahana writes, b'chaluk lavon she'ein lo imra. He did it in a white garment that had no hem and that had no seam.